6. O ye peoples of the kingdom, how many a soul expended all its span of life in worship, endured the mortification of the flesh, longed to gain an entry into the kingdom, and yet failed, while ye, with neither toil nor pain nor self-denial, have won the prize and entered in. It is even as in the time of the Messiah, when the Pharisees and the pious were left without a portion, while Peter, John, and Andrew, given neither to pious worship nor ascetic practice, won the day. Wherefore, thank ye God for setting upon your heads the crown of glory everlasting, for granting unto you this immeasurable grace. The time hath come when, as a thank offering for this bestowal, ye should grow in faith and constancy as day followeth day, and should draw ever nearer to the Lord your God, becoming magnetized to such a degree and so aflame that your holy melodies in praise of the Beloved will reach upward to the company on high, and that each one of you, even as a nightingale in this rose garden of God, will glorify the Lord of hosts and become the teacher of all that dwell on earth.